Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group conference call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded July 13, 2009. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Alassane, CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florin, CFO, Rami Ronen, CEO of H2Q, and Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Director of Investor Relations. I would now like to turn over the call to Mr. Gadi Alassane. Mr. Alassane, would you like to begin?
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Strauss conference call to discuss the announced acquisition of Israel Sana Industries and the subsequent formation of Strauss Water. This is a milestone day for the Strauss Group as a company that prides itself on creating wonders out of basics. We view water, a basic component, as a major driver for quality of life. Over the years, since identifying the importance of water as a strategic category that presents a significant business opportunity, which is aligned with our overall business perception and vision, we have viewed various directions in which to access this market. In mid-2006, our board of directors allocated an initial $10 million to launch our water activities. We acquired H2Q Water Industries, developed by a team of leading scientists from the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. This patented water purification technology that can turn tap water into potable water for households served as the cornerstone of our water strategy, making clean and pure water available to all. During the last 3 years, we have established development team, laboratories, and managed this startup alongside our other businesses in order to complete the technological development. We have now completed the technological step and will work to transform this innovative technology into consumer products. Our purified is currently in final certification stages in the United States and other regions worldwide. Strauss Water activities, which combines social responsibility and environmental commitment, meets a genuine need of people around the world today, making economically valuable, clean, pure water easily available to all. This acquisition of Sana Industries, the company behind the Tami 4 brand, a market leader in Israel and a world leader in the development, production, and marketing of water purification, filtering, heating, and cooling dispenser systems at point of use for homes and offices, will enable us to accelerate the execution of our vision and strategy, enabling a more rapid creation of Strauss Water, once again leveraging our home base in Israel to reach global markets. Through the combined synergies and capabilities of Tami 4, H2Q's patented water purification technology, and the Strauss Group's proven capabilities in developing leading international businesses, we intend to build a market-leading global water business. It's my pleasure now to introduce our next speaker, Rami Ronen, the new CEO of Strauss Water. Rami will review Strauss Water and will take you through the Sana acquisition. Rami, please.
Good afternoon, everybody. Rami speaking. First, I hope that all of you had a chance to download the presentation from our website. I'm going to go through the presentation and explain, and each time I'll change the pages, I'll let you know on which page I'm referring to. During the last 2 years, I've been the CEO of H2Q, which, as Gadi just explained, was the startup developing the unique technology for water Purification and just nominated to be the CEO of Strauss Water. In my background, I have 20 years of experience in technology and developing technology companies, and my background comes from engineering school and MBA, both of them from the Tel Aviv University. I'd like to start in page number 4. As we are moving into a new territory, which is water, we'd like to spend a few minutes to talk about the category. Safe water is not something which is readily available today to all people around the world, and it becomes a bigger problem every day, as only 1% of the water in the world are drinkable water, and about $1.2 billion people around the globe does not enjoy fresh, healthy water every day. Changing to page number 5, the global water treatment industry, which is a segment within the global water industry at all, is roughly between 100 billion to 130 billion, out of which the segment which refers to the residential water treatment is about $15 billion, and it is growing at a pace of 20% on a yearly basis. I'm now referring to slide number 6. This rapid growth in this segment only reflects the growing issues around the availability of healthy water and safe water at the taps in our homes. This creates a global opportunity to provide consumers around the world with a new solution. We see in slide number 7 segmentation we've done that refers to some of the growing and more interesting sectors in the world, places like the United States, which is the largest market today for residential water treatment, China, which is the fastest growing and almost $1 billion a year already. So this market is an existing market, a growing market, and we have identified an opportunity in this market to provide new solutions for residential water treatment at home with a new technology and a new approach for the consumers. Moving to slide number 8, we see that there are all kinds of solutions today that people can enjoy at home. It starts from opening the tap and just drinking from tap, moving to the bottled water industry that over the last 30 years have grown rapidly due to people not willing to drink tap water anymore, and of course, purification technologies that were developed for the home market. Combined, the bottled water and the purification technology for the home is today a $75 billion industry on a yearly basis. Bottled water, in, now slide number 9, is today an industry under attack, both because of environmental issues, safety issue, and the economic turndown and the cost of the bottled water creates a situation where people are looking for a substitute. They no longer want to only drink water from bottles, but they're looking for an alternative that will allow them to drink it straight from taps. 2009, and I'm moving to slide number 10, will be the first year that the bottled water industry globally will not enjoy growth. This was a very healthy growth segment or an industry, but is now suffering slowdowns which are related to the issues which I've mentioned, the combination of environmental issues, safety issue, and the economic issues. Moving to slide number 11, taking into consideration everything that I've just said and all the investigations we've done around the world, mainly talking to consumers, we reached the conclusion that the preferred solution in the future that consumers will prefer is treating the water at the point of use. So a solution that allows people to enjoy healthy and safe water to the liking at the point of use is the preferred or will be the preferred solution by consumers around the world, and this is at the heart of the opportunity that we see globally. I'm moving now to page 12, talking about H2Q overview, page 13. H2Q was created with the notion of developing technologies that will allow consumers to enjoy health and safe water at home. We're talking about a unique combination of technologies in the fields of physics, chemistry, and microbiology that treats water in a very different way and were developed under the most stringent international standards. Moving to page number 14. At the heart of our development is the H2Q V3 purifier. This is a gravity-based solution or device, and by gravity-based, I'm referring to the fact that it does not require any source of energy to purify the water, that treats the four major elements or harmful elements in water, which is bacteria and viruses, heavy metals that comes mainly from industrial pollution, organic pest particles, which comes mainly from agricultural pollution, and the aesthetic of the waters, which relates to taste, odor, and purity of the water. This gravity-based purifier was already developed in our laboratories and tested, and now we're moving to the next phase of certification. We have decided that all our technology will be certified, not only by our own laboratories or external laboratories, but by the highest standards, which are the international standards, the EPA NSF standards. Moving to page 15, we can see the competitive landscape of various technologies that treats water. What's unique about the H2Q technology is that we are treating a very wide spectrum of issues, where most of the other technologies are just treating only one or two elements. We can see here two axes. The X one refers to the price, the Y one refers to the amount of harmful elements that each technology can remove. And we see technologies like active carbon, which has a low price, but then only treats aesthetic. And then on the upper left corner, we see reverse osmosis, which is extremely expensive, or relatively extremely expensive for the home use, and then treats a more wide spectrum of elements. And then we see the H2Q1, which is roughly at the price of active carbon purifiers or filters, but then do more than reverse osmosis. So we will be able to offer at a much lower cost a better solution, a safer one, that will allow people to enjoy safe and healthy water at the point of use. Moving to slide 16, as we just mentioned, certification is very important to us. As you can see in the pictures in the slide, we are in the process of certifying our technology in laboratories in the United States according to EPA guidelines and NSF standards. And once this process will be completed and we are at the final stages, we will have full certification for all the claims we make on the technology certified under the most stringent standards. Moving to slide 17, we have hand-in-hand taken care of IP protection. So not only we've developed technologies, but we have registered patents on those. We have registered 9 different families of patents, out of which 8 is still pending and 1 has been approved. The IP protection is important because it is at the core of protecting our competitive advantage. Moving to slide 18, our focus, as we said, is the home market. We drove that focus through talking to consumers all over the world, from China to the United States, to Israel, to Europe. We've asked consumers what they want. And the technology was developed specifically to meet the needs of people at home. So it has the capacity that people are using at home, has the size and flexibility and ease of use for people to be able to use it at home. Moving to slide 19, this is how actually we met Tanna Industries, or as they better known, Tammy 4. Tanna Industries is a company that by coincidence is located in Israel, but we've done a global search and we were looking for opportunities to speed up our go-to-market strategy. And we're looking for companies that actually share the same vision and have capabilities in this unique field that will allow us to fulfill our vision and to move along the strategy that we've developed to the home market. Moving to slide 20, we can see the range of products that Tanna is offering. We see on the left and right corners, we see products that are addressing the away from home market, but in the middle, we see the product that actually makes a big change for Tanna. This is the Tanna Family Bar, a unique product that was designed specifically for the home. The first attempt by a major global player to design a point-of-use appliance that actually was designed to fit modern kitchens. And if we move to slide 21, by introducing the Family Bar, Tanna has changed the landscape of residential water drinking in Israel by offering consumers a new solution, which was by far more attractive to them because it didn't only address the issue of the quality of the water, but also the functionality and the lifestyle. And it came completely wrapped with the right business model that allows Tanna to provide consumers what they wanted, not only an appliance, but the overall feeling of safety and the ability to use it on a constant basis. Moving to slide 22, this solution has gained worldwide recognition. The products have won numerous prizes on design, functionality, and so on. And also the business model has been very successful for Tanna. as we can shortly see from their financials. By introducing this product, Tanna starts growing very rapidly. If we move to slide 23, we can get a glimpse as to how rapidly they are growing. We see the 2007 numbers with top line of 193 million shekels, with an operating profit of 16 and an EBITDA of 20. Then on 2008, we're already seeing a top line of 248 million, with an operating profit which is more than doubled to 34 and an EBITDA of 40, which is 100% growth. Tanna is constantly growing at a very fast rate, introducing a very interesting business model that allows them to grow the bottom line faster than the top line. In 2009, the numbers we expect will be showing the same growth on the most of the categories. A few comments on the acquisition. We have signed on Saturday night, late Saturday night, a binding agreement to acquire Tanna Industries, 100% of the shares, which is subject to due diligence, which is mostly confirmatory and has some terms and condition that needs to be met at closing. Closing was set to October 1st, and we expect to finalize everything by then. If no surprises will be showing, then we will be the proud owners of Tanna Industries on October 1st, 2009. We paid 291 million shekels for the company, and the number is based on the 12 months ending June 2009, and represents an EBITDA multiplier of between 5.8-6. Of course, you can do the math and see that what we expect is roughly that the EBITDA for those 12 months ending June 2009 will be around 50 million shekels. Again, a nice increase to the numbers we've seen. Now, if I move to slide 25, I'd like to talk and complete by integrating everything and showing how HQ2, I mean, the vision of Strauss, starting with HQ2, now with the acquisition in Tanna 4, is another milestone in creating of Strauss Water. Let's move to slide 26. Now we have on the one hand, breakthrough technology that is and being developed and was developed under HQ2. We have acquired Tanna Industries with the brand of Tami 4, which is a great platform that can address the home market. We see a major global opportunity to provide new solutions and a range of solution in various markets in the world for the home market. Actually, if we combine those three, we see Strauss Water, which is the new pillar in Strauss business portfolio, with a very close match to other pillars like coffee, like health and wellness, fits very nicely with other opportunities, creates synergies for us, both at the home market in Israel, but also in activities we do outside of Israel. We believe that it could be a very exciting opportunity for us. Thank you very much. Now, if you have any questions, we'll be more than happy to answer those.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from David Kaplan of Barclays Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I was just hoping you could talk a little bit about the capital intensiveness of Tami Arba or of Tanna, and how that plays out both from expanding those markets currently, I believe it's Israel and the U.K. only, into new markets, what those new markets would be, if they're gonna be focused on developed or emerging, and then if there are gonna be any cost synergies with some of the other businesses, perhaps in the coffee business, that would be able to utilize or leverage existing or Tami Arba's existing distribution network.
First of all, our first step after the acquisition is to study the Israeli market. And launching the business model outside of Israel will not necessarily be done in the exact same way it was done in Israel. We have done a lot of studies on other markets, and we may apply different business modules in different places. Right now, just to say something about the business model, it is not capital intensive in the fact that we're not leasing the equipment, we're selling it. And the business model has a big and an important factor of the after sale and the components that we keep providing consumers. So there is a consumable part to the business model, which of course is much more profitable than actually selling the appliances. As for synergies and cost saving, we can see them across the board. The away from home activities of Strauss, both in Israel but also through our coffee company globally, has a lot of synergies because the same technician that arrives to the place to serve the coffee machine can of course serve the water system, that goes to installation, that goes to the service module. So, and we have to remember that after the beans, the most important component in coffee is water. So actually by combining people with a solution that integrates coffee and water, I think that we can reach another synergy. And this is just a glimpse. I think also, and maybe Gadi would like to elaborate a little bit more about that, Tana also has a unique direct sale approach in Israel. And this is something that we may want to utilize also for other avenues of the Strauss portfolio. And we see that as another big opportunity for us.
Yeah, we need to be aware that today we are reaching the market and the our consumers in only two ways, through the retail and by the way from home, through our coffee chains and all the Oreca way of reaching the consumers. And from tomorrow morning, we are going to have the third option or the third way of reaching our consumers. It's the direct delivery, and just to think about the potential and the way of speaking directly with our end consumers, I really believe that we have there a big potential, and something that we need to learn, something that according to the capabilities that Tana has today, we will learn that this way of reaching the consumers with them, with the Tana teams. And the day after, we can take this methodology outside of Israel.
Hi, David, this is Shachar. Just to be clear on the capital intensiveness that you asked, as we published, we do not assume that we will have to invest in Tami 4 or in Tana more capital. The company, with the rapid growth that it had in the last year, around 20%, is also cash positive. So not only it succeeded in the past, and now I'm talking only on the past, according to our knowledge and subject to the due diligence that we will do, but right now, from the data that we have, the company made about 20% growth and at the same time was cash positive.
As far as the capital intensivity is concerned, I understand that the Tami 4 model is not necessarily capital intensive, but the synergy or taking the H2Q technology and applying that to either existing or a new Tami 4 product, I imagine will require a certain amount of capital.
Well, we have to remember that if we look at the finances of Tana today, they make already within those numbers and generating cash positive after those capital investments, they invest on a yearly basis a substantial amount of money in developing new products. Part of that money will go now to develop new products that will include the H2Q technology. So actually, we believe that from that point, if we combine H2Q and Tana, we may even save a few bucks.
The bottom line is that we do not expect more capital to be injected into this business. At least not in the business in Israel, for sure.
Yeah, unless we will decide to do a major M&A, which is something that we always keep as an option, but that is not in order to finance the business or the working capital or capital investments.
Okay, so just to clarify, as far as the growth strategy, outside of Israel right now? You're saying that the time is going to be taken to learn the business and regardless of whether new markets would be developed or emerging right now, that's not a short-term goal to expand outside of Israel. Is that correct?
I think that you may say so. Probably if you've learned our history, you know that when we are moving to something new, we already done some studies, so we have a few plans, but we are not willing to commit at that stage exactly when we will execute those plans. As Gadi said, we need some time to learn everything more closely after the acquisition. It's not the same before and after.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5938. Internationally, please call 972-3-925-5938. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lesen, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. So, first of all, thank you very much for joining us at this.
Excuse me, Mr. Lesen. We have a question from David Feingold of Goodman. Would you like to take it?
Okay, sure.
Mr. Feingold?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, David.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, David. Good
Okay,
afternoon
great.
Or
Thank
good morning.
you. I'll congratulate you on the deal when it closes, so please excuse me with that respect. I was going to ask two things. One of them is, as you know, we're in Canada, so we're not familiar with the TANA revenue model. But I was, you know, as you mentioned, they sold the machine. I wondered if you could give me a sense of what the machine sells for and, you know, I don't know if you're allowed to talk about the margins at this stage. And also, what kind of dollar per year the demand there is for the consumables and service and support and what the margins are like on that, if you're able to disclose that. And then the second part of the question would be, what further steps you have to take in order to close this transaction.
Okay, this is Rami. First of all, the TANA today has a range of products, but the best-selling product is the Family Bar, and it is sold and consumer price, including VAT, between $700-$800.
Maybe you can explain what is
Yeah.
the Family Bar.
Yeah, the Family Bar is a water dispenser that includes water purification technology. One of the things that TANA did in this product in order to make it more attractive for the home user is that they've made it self-maintained. So it's not a service-based module, and actually what they do is they send you via mail the components you need to replace on a timely basis because they have a CRM system that notify them exactly when you need to replace, and you subscribe to this service, so they take care of everything, which includes the maintenance of the machine, the shipment of the components, and everything can be replaced by the end consumers. The dispenser provides ambient hot and cold water to your liking and actually replaces the need of the users of kettles and provide a much better solution than a fridge water dispenser. As for the margins, right now, we're not at liberty to disclose information for their finances, which they haven't published. But I can refer you to their prospectus as they were about to go public and provide you some information which is a little bit old, but it was made public so we can disclose it. The profitability level on the machines is lower than on the service, and we're talking about roughly between 40%-45% growth profit on the machines, with roughly 60%-65% growth profit on the service component. A yearly service agreement costs somewhere between $120-$140, including shipment and full maintenance contract for the appliance itself.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of the steps you need to go through to close the deal, Where are we in the process, and what kind of obstacles do you need to surmount?
We are basically, in order to close the deal, we need to go through a confirmatory due diligence and also receive some authorizations from the antitrust in Israel and so on. Our legal and accounting team do not foresee right now any major obstacle. However, we need to go through the process. Tenet needs to provide us with financial reports for the June 2009 12-month back, which are not ready yet, and they are part of what we need to receive. It's going to take them probably a couple of weeks before we get it, as they just closed the month. And once we'll get them, we'll be in a much better position to understand whether we see any issues. At the same time, our due diligence team is reviewing all other representations and, of course, starting to visit the company and make final judgments of all the representations we've received. So actually, it's a process. We need to go through the process. There is nothing right now that we see as an extraordinary or not usual process, which is within a confirmatory due diligence.
That sounds like a very interesting business. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Mr. Lassin, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. So thank you again for joining us for this conference call. For us in Strauss and the Strauss team and Strauss family, it's a very important day. We really believe that we are creating a new business, a new pillar, a global pillar for the Strauss Group. We're getting a very good feedback from our consumers in Israel and outside Israel. And we just need to conclude the deal and to be in the October 1st to be to announce that we are going to start to sell and to start to have incomes in our startup that we call it from today, Strauss Water. So thank you again, and we will speak about this business, I believe, in the near future. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.